ADP knows anything you hear, anything you don't hear, anything you kinda heard, anything you weren't supposed to hear and now have to pretend like you didn't, can change the world of work. From HR to payroll, ADP designs forward-thinking solutions to take on the next anything.
A list of great movies to watch about retirement.
This is Journal Report. Timely topics, important information. From the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Journal Report. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. Despite Hollywood's obsession with youth, there are a variety of worthwhile films about retirement and aging. Joining us now with the details is Wall Street Journal contributor Glenn Rufinock. Glenn, do these films share anything in common other than featuring folks over 55?
They have a common thread, which I think is really interesting, and that seems to be they feature characters who are both resilient and defiant. The way we describe it is women and men who refuse to go gentle into that good night. So I think that makes for some really interesting movies.
For sure. You've broken this movie list down by category, so let's start with drama.
Yeah, we identified three movies that we thought were really good films about aging in this category. The first one is The Lion in Winter, which came out in 1968, a wonderful film with Peter O'Toole and Katharine Hepburn. Peter O'Toole is King Henry II, and he is sparring with Katharine Hepburn over which of their three sons should inherit his throne. And the way we describe it is an inspired lesson in how not to transfer a family business from one generation to the next. Katharine Hepburn actually won the Oscar for Best Actress for this film, and I think Peter O'Toole should have won, but it's a wonderful film. Also under drama, we have On Golden Pond, which came out in 1981. A lot of people remember this film because it was Henry Fonda's final film, and he won the Oscar for this. And he's a retired college professor. He's grappling with his mortality and with his estranged daughter, who was played by his real-life daughter, Jane Fonda. But the picture really belongs to Henry Fonda and, again, Katharine Hepburn, who plays his indomitable wife in the film. And she, again, won the Oscar for that. And then the third and fourth films that we had under the drama category are both Clint Eastwood films, relatively recent, Unforgiven in 1992, and Gran Torino in 2008. And Clint Eastwood stars in both films, directed both films. Unforgiven is about a retired gunman, and Gran Torino is about a Korean War veteran. And both individuals have kind of lost their way in life. They've lost their sense of purpose. But in the films, they find that sense of purpose again in what proves to be a frightening fashion.
What about comedies or fantasy film?
Number one is Cocoon, which a lot of people remember, 1985. Mm-hmm. This is retirement meets science fiction. And the film was directed by Ron Howard, and it's about a group of people in a retirement community, and they run into these aliens who are trying to help their own people. And the retirees get a new lease on life meeting these aliens. Don Ameche won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in the film. It's a great movie. Another comedy fantasy category film in this category is Lost in America, 1985. Albert Brooks wrote, directed, and stars in the film.
Really a great film.
It is. It's a great film. He and his wife decide to take early retirement, and they get in a RV and hit the road. And the first night, they stop in Las Vegas, and she loses their entire nest egg in that first night in Las Vegas. So how early retirement can go wrong, and how a nest egg can disappear in a single evening. And then two other stories that are really good in comedy and fantasy are two animated films, the movie Up, 2009, mm-hmm. and Toy Story 3 from 2010. These are both Disney Pixar films, and they're both about letting go of the past and embracing the future.
Let's talk now about road trip movies. Not exactly something folks might associate with retirement, but what did you find there?
these are actually some of the most moving films, and some awards came from these films as well. The first one was Harry and Tonto in 1974, and the star here was Art Carney. He plays a widower and retired teacher, and most people, of course, know Art Carney from television and The Honeymooners, but in this movie, he plays a retiree, and he's forced out of his home in New York City, and he has to move, and so he takes his cat, Tonto, and begins a journey across the country. And he meets a lot of the challenges and disappointments that are common to later life with an uncommon grace and humor. It's a terrific movie, and Art Carney won the Oscar for Best Actor, beating out a host of much more notable actors. Another great road trip film is called The Straight Story. Came out in 1999. Played by Richard Farnsworth. He's the star. He plays a character by the name of Alvin Straight, and this is based on a true story. It's remarkable. The character is an elderly veteran in Iowa, and he is determined to visit his ailing brother in Wisconsin, but for a number of reasons, the only way he can get there is by riding a riding lawnmower. So he sets off on this riding lawnmower from Iowa to Wisconsin. Just a terrific film, The Straight Story. One that a lot of people know about is About Schmidt. Mm-hmm. This came out in 2002. Stars Jack Nicholson in a very different role from Mr. Nicholson. It's a movie that tries to answer the question, what happens when you lose everything that has defined you? In the movie, Jack Nicholson is newly retired. He loses his wife early in the film, so he's lost his job, he's lost his partner, and he's lost his purpose. About the only thing he does have is a 35-foot Winnebago, and he climbs into that, and he starts a road trip as well. A really, really great film about aging in later life. And then we also had Nebraska. That came out very recently, 2013. Bruce Dern plays an aging crank, to put it mildly, who is convinced that he has won $1 million sweepstakes, and he has his son drive him 900 miles to Lincoln, Nebraska to collect his winnings. And it's a movie about discovering your roots and reconnecting with your family. And Bruce Dern does a wonderful job in the film.
So next up on your list here, you have films about love and loss. Any highlights there?
You know, these are four films that have come out in the past decade or so. The best way to describe them is unflinching. Away From Her, Amour, Still Mine, and Still Alice. And these are four films that look at the reality of aging, how we can be affected by problems with our mental health, with illness. And these movies look at how those challenges can disrupt our lives and relationships. But most important, they look at how individuals are able to rise above their suffering. Really great films, but pretty tough films.
We're talking about movies to watch about retirement with Glenn Rufinock, and you're listening to Journal Report from the Wall Street Journal.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Our recruiting professionals utilize our proprietary AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Glenn, what inspired you to work on this? And be honest here, have you been watching movies for like the last 3 weeks?
No, I've always loved movies. Love going to movies. And this question came up, and from a reader actually, and it was a nice opportunity to go back through some of my favorite films and see what we might be able to share with readers. And I was really surprised when we started going through these at how many of them won Oscars for the actors, and in some cases for the picture itself. So again, as you mentioned at the outset, there's a lot of, obviously, Hollywood loves youth. but movies about aging and retirement have some great performances.
There's one category left here of the films you wrote about for this piece, and that's redemption.
A few movies here that really stood out in our minds, and two of them have music as their focus. Tender Mercies in 1983 and Crazy Heart in 2009. And in both these movies, we have an aging, down-and-out musician, and both of these individuals are able to turn their life and their work around. And interestingly, both won Academy Awards. Tender Mercies, Robert Duvall took home the Oscar for Best Actor. And in Crazy Heart, Jeff Bridges took home the Oscar for Best Actor. So that's Tender Mercies and Crazy Heart. And then more recently, the film Birdman with Michael Keaton, who plays a washed-up actor who is trying to resuscitate his career on Broadway. And the film, in addition to being a wonderful film, also was notable for Michael Keaton. It was sort of a comeback in real life for him as well, and just a fantastic performance. He was nominated for an Oscar for that role. So three great movies about redemption.
That's Glenn Rufinock joining us from Atlanta. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And thank you for listening. I'm Jennifer Strong in the newsroom in New York.
Top stories without the noise. Make sure to check What's News from the Wall Street Journal several times a day. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost-effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.